Ruth Crawford Seeger was an American composer who lived from 1901 to 1953. The year before her death from cancer, she wrote the next piece on tonight's program, The Suite for Wind Quintet. The piece marked her return to composing after a long hiatus devoted to raising four children, including her stepson, Pete Seeger, transcribing and editing folk melodies from field recordings obtained from the archives of the Library of Congress, and making arrangements of American folk songs for children, activities for which lovers of the American folk tradition owe her a debt of gratitude. As a composer, Ruth Crawford Seeger described herself as a warrior for the avant-garde. She was a daring and remarkably prophetic composer for her time, employing dissonance as an overarching principle as early as the 1920s and 1930s. A few years before she wrote the piece we're about to hear, she told her compositional credo to Edgar Varese. I read the credo once before on this program, but I think it's worth thinking about before we hear this piece. Here are the musical elements she strove to have in her music. Clarity of melodic line, avoidance of rhythmic stickiness, rhythmic independence between parts, feeling of tonal and rhythmic center, experiment with various means of obtaining at the same time organic unity and various sorts of dissonance. The Suite for Wind Quintet, in three movements, synthesizes modernist techniques with folk-oriented elements. We'll hear it now, performed by the Lark Quintet.